Tasha makes a married man hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the Wind, fabulous.
Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Yes, and we are on Facebook Live, so please join us. We want to hear you chatting along with the Real Housewives, the juiciest gossip, course, Miss Tracy, around.
Yes, woo! I cannot wait, girl.
Totally, it was all about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and New York. Yeah. And before we even get into this, I still am loving the fact on the prior Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the comment that PK made to Kyle.
Yeah.
At dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's really horrible what he said, basically saying, well, you can't even keep your girlfriends.
Yep.
Not cool. Well, here's Dorit. She is on Andy. Watch what happens after. Take a listen.
Does PK owe Kyle an apology? Yes or no? Kyle's point is that she felt she was defending you to Lisa when she went over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, for sure. But, you know, it's I don't really think that her issue with Lisa was just about me. I mean, I understand that she was defending me.
Right.
But in this particular instance with
PK, it was
bigger. Yeah, it was, you know, it was a joke. I was also defending Kyle because I thought that he had put his foot in his mouth.
Yes.
Yeah. It was insensitive.
Yes. Yes.
But then there's a point where you have to just get over it.
Really, girl?
What?
I know. I was pretty shocked that she said that.
I don't like Dorit, so no, I'm not shocked.
I'm not shocked at all.
Yeah.
Because, of course, that we like find out during last, you know, the other day, her reaction with Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
She can't get over her own stuff with her.
Well, and you know what I was thinking about that? So if you think about it, I mean, that was so awkward, by the way, that dinner.
Yeah.
Why do they always have to go to Lisa's restaurant?
I mean, it's free.
Girl, I know, exactly. Yeah. I'll have rosé all day.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Like, I think she can't go back to those girls. Those girls ended up defending her.
Yeah.
That's why they're all on the outs.
Seriously.
So she's got to. She can't be, well, I believe you. She can't. So she's got to stand her ground.
She's got to stand
but
her
now
ground.
But now she's made them mad anyway. So it doesn't matter.
She is all mad, honey.
Yeah.
That is for sure. All right. Yeah. So I thought it was hilarious. By the way, good morning, Meg, on Facebook Live, and Samantha.
Morning.
I truly was enjoying the workout video of Lisa Rinna.
Girl, I thought about that too. I put that in my notes.
Oh my
gosh. I forgot. She's such a dork.
She's the girl's in everything. Like, we got to give it to her.
You got to give it to her, though. She doesn't care. She's a...
No.
She is a, like a...
But the girl, come on. She's just really, really naturally skinny.
She is.
I'm hoping.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
I'm hoping too.
But that workout video was amazing.
I know. She's such a dork though.
But it was really funny. Of course, she went to work out...
With Erica.
With Erica. And the trainer said, you have no ass.
Yeah. He was brutal.
He was mean to Lisa.
Yeah. He was mean to her.
He's like, the reason why you can't do this is, girl, because you have a weak ass.
Yeah.
I can say ass because that's what he said.
And I was surprised because she works out all the time. So I was just a little surprised, like, his chemistry with her. Like, he just was not impressed with her at all.
He was not having it. So, Lisa.
Oh, Lisa.
You're adorable. Let's move on to Dorit's Beverly Beach office.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, can we talk about that?
Like,
that's why they're having
girl.
So many money problems. Like, stop getting stuff. Like, work from home.
Work from home. You don't need to get it all glamorized and make it look fabulous with your hot pink pillows and your black and white walls.
You know, we'll get to the whole Camille situation, but this, I have to agree with Camille. There's something not right about her.
Camille or Dorit?
Well, both.
Oh,
but
when Dorit is, her office is ridiculous.
Seriously, when she walks in, it's, the kids will go there. Like,
that's right.
Girl.
Now, I really enjoyed most of all about this office was the designer.
Yeah.
I have not seen a 70s porn stash as big as this guy had on his face.
Yes.
It was insane. I was like, wow.
Where
did this guy come from?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
So that was really funny.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, you know, PK tells Dorit, hey, we're going to go over to the LVP's restaurant and we're going to talk with them. What do you think about it? Let's just go right there to that
Okay,
scene.
Let's get to it. So PK is shady, okay?
Yeah.
So I, you know, and I started thinking about it too, because in past seasons, PK has always said him and Lisa were friends.
Yeah.
And Lisa became friends with Dorit because of PK.
Mm-hmm.
PK is throwing everybody under the bus, including his wife right now. So he's basically like, look, I believe you. I mean, if she said she's swearing on her children.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got your wife just sitting out here. You know, I mean,
she's at a lost cause. I mean, I did. I felt really bad for her. I thought PK was like not supporting her the way that he should.
Right.
Because he was wishy-washy.
Yeah.
But it's just insane how like cutthroat that Lisa and Ken are.
Well, I kind of don't blame them. I would get sick of this stuff. You know, I'd be like, look, so, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much Lisa was involved with all this, all right?
We don't know.
But if I was in a friendship and I constantly have to keep proving to you that I'm not doing these things.
Right.
After a while, I'm like, look, so here's how it's going to go. Either you believe me or why are you even friends with me? I mean, she made a good point. Like, why are you friends? Why are you friends with me if you believe that I do these things?
Well, here, let's take a listen.
To understand this, very difficult for me to believe that you had nothing to do with that.
I'm sorry, I've got to draw a line in the sand. If you believe I gave the story, we don't have a friendship. It hurts me. What do you want me to do? You want me to take a lie detector?
I don't want you to take a lie detector.
Can we please eradicate it, erase it, and move forward?
If she doesn't believe her, no friendship.
I care enough about our friendship that I know it has to be based on honesty.
Say it.
Much like I believe you had something to do with the initial story.
You're no friend of mine. I'm going.
Oh my gosh, Ken. He's like, I'm done. Like, he really backs his wife up and he says, listen, my wife does not lie. She never lies. She's the most honest woman that I know.
He Ken was a bit extreme with that, but he loves her. How devoted he is.
He
always has her back. And that's the thing. Dorit and PK talk before they got there. She's like, look, I've got to stand by, you know, whatever. And he turns on her.
Yeah.
He turned on everybody.
I love also when Lisa says, I love you. Well, I used to love you too, Dorit.
Yeah.
She is brutal.
Wow.
I also want to talk about how divalicious that Kyle Richards' children will become.
Girl.
When she served her daughter breakfast in bed, I was like,
Can
get up. She's like 8.
Girl.
She can go to the kitchen, grab a bowl, and put her cereal in her milk in like normal kids do.
Can we talk about this?
Isn't
I couldn't
crazy?
Believe it. And that's why I remember how crazy she was acting when the daughter went to college.
Seriously.
Like, they were all crying so much. And
it's hard.
You know, it's weird. Like, the whole morning, she's blow drying her hair, putting her socks. I mean, the girl doesn't have to do anything.
No.
You know, Kyle's bored.
You think so? Oh, I don't think she's bored.
I think she's bored.
I think she's got 1,000 things to do.
I don't. Her store closed. I think she's bored. And I think I always go back to that psychic.
Really?
From like the first season. Like saying that the kids will be gone and she won't, like her husband won't fulfill her.
Well, she will get probably more dogs. I was shocked that she was clipping her damn husband's toenails.
Oh my gosh.
She is just a caretaker. That is what she does. She takes care of her children, her husband, the house. She's got her store. She's got this show. I think she's, she looks great.
You know what? You make a good point. Some people take that role and that's okay.
Yeah.
I think we've gotten so into the independent woman who has to work. You know, there is nothing wrong with still being at home, being the caretaker.
Oh, yeah.
And that, because that's a huge job.
But I will not clip your toenails.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Honey, I'm not clipping your toenails.
No, I'm not doing that.
Hey, what's up, Matthew from Australia? He's on Facebook Live.
Hey
Matthew. Love it. So it was a really great show, by the way.
It was.
We'll see more on that. All right, let's move on to The Real Housewives of New York.
Okay.
Okay, wow. I felt very bad for Bethany.
Wow.
Okay, again, the thing with Jason Hoppe, this is like a 6-year divorce, and it's brutal.
Gosh.
It's just brutal.
You know, the whole thing still fascinates me. This has been going on for so long. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm so used to going to court.
Yeah.
I'm so used to a custody battle constantly. How does someone hold a grudge this long? I want to know the whole backstory. I feel like there's more to it that we don't know about. I don't think
you mean with Jason or?
Yes, with Jason. Like, I don't think someone just gets like hurt and then they hold on to this for like, I mean, what is she gonna, the girl's gonna be 18 and he's still.
Yeah, I don't know. It is really sad.
Wow.
He is constantly going after Bethany. You know, to me seems like a controller. This is the way he might have been someone who was abusive too, because this is the way that they keep control, is that they keep interacting. They keep getting involved with, you know, trying to take the child away. I mean, because of her, dad passed away, he was saying, oh, I think my ex now, Bethany, has a problem with alcohol.
Right.
And so that puts her in a really bad position. Which, by the way, she goes on to say, you know what? I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I have to let something go.
Yeah.
And so the skinny girl, you know, line, she's going to kind of let go. Keep, but let go.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Bethany, she's not my favorite. Actually, she really gets on my nerves. But you know what? I can't deny the hustle that she's got.
Oh, yeah.
And she has so many businesses and she works like a crazy person that, look, she's having a nervous break. Like, she keeps having breakdowns. Like, she's not well at all.
She's
and
doing too many things.
She doesn't seem well the past few seasons either, where she's just doing too much.
Yeah. Well, so. That's a very true thing. When you do so much and you can't breathe, you can't take that time. You know, right. I've felt that many times. If you take too much stuff on, it's going to eventually wear you out.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about Tinsley. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
When she meets her mom for lunch and talks about, hey, she's doing the Big Apple Circus or something like that. She's very excited about this role.
All right. First of all, she's hosting the circus.
Yes.
I just thought that was weird.
You really?
Mm-hmm. I did. Now, maybe because she's a socialite, you get involved in all those little things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was strange. But she's like a 5-year-old.
You think so?
In a 43-year-old body.
Might be.
Yeah. I mean, she's just constantly crying and...
She's very emotional.
Yeah.
Do you know Dorinda was supposed to get that role?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. She's not happy that
I
she had gotten...
Yeah, that.
Dorinda was originally supposed to get that role.
Well, she kept, like, saying things in the confessional, like, look how much better I would be.
So funny.
Yeah.
But it was really funny. I mean, it's sad to see, of course, that now she's a single woman. And her mother, though, I do agree with her. She's like, girl, you have to move on. But I don't like the fact that he keeps trying to, you know, he doesn't want you, but he lets you go.
Her mom hit it right on the head. She's like, that's my issue. And that's true. Like, don't do that to her. Like... Let her go. If you can't give her what she needs, what she wants, I mean, that's the purpose of a relationship, right? Yeah. Like, if you guys aren't on the same page, then let her go.
Let her go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Scott keeps coming back and leaving and coming back. And then you remember her mom saying, or she was saying, well, mom, he was looking for a ring, though. She's like, did he buy it for you?
I know.
No, he didn't.
And a lot of times you have to have that tough love. Like, look. Yeah. You know, let's be real. He's just not that into you. Like, you need that tough love. Like, he was looking.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't make the action to do anything about it. So what he was looking.
It's like having your cake and eating it, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He gets all the benefits.
Yeah. And, you know, they live in two different places. And
he's not going to move.
No.
And she's not going to move because inside she knows there's something not right.
Yeah, something's not right. So, but yeah, then the girls, of course, are at the circus. Seriously, they all get drunk. Let's be honest.
That was funny.
Like, what is going on? Ramona, I mean, seriously, all the girls who were... But, you know, when it came to Tinsley, her role was just like, hi, everybody, welcome.
Seriously,
and then she goes and sits down with the other housewives.
That's all. That's it.
That was her big gig.
Yeah. So it was weird.
She looked great. And then she started crying. She had a breakdown, though, too.
She looks like a 5-year-old. And acts like a 5-year-old. Why is she on the show?
I don't know. I honestly agree. She shouldn't be on the show.
I mean, no offense to her for having a breakdown. Because I get it. Maybe she's... She just looked like a rich kid that is not getting what she wants. Like, you know what I mean?
She was very dependent on her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And so, I think she needs some time to get up on her own feet and not have mommy's money and go out and work.
Yes. Yeah.
We say that a lot of time, though, for the housewives.
Yes, we do.
Can you just go out and work, please?
Yeah, can you please?
Can you please?
Please.
So that was basically, I thought real quick, because we're running out of time. Yeah. I thought it was hilarious how Ramona and Barbara went shopping together.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because Ramona is so shady. Seriously, could you wear another wrap dress?
She is so shady.
You're wearing a wrap dress again.
Seriously. We never did talk about the table thing.
What?
That she invited Dorinda to this event and swore up and down.
Yeah.
And it's on tape.
Right.
That you purposely ditched your friends
so
you could secure a vacation, basically.
Yeah. Well, and she wanted to be with the higher ups.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to go where I'm supposed to sit. I'm going to go sit over
there.
That
was crazy.
With the really, like, big time celebrities.
Right. Oh, my gosh. And she just swore up and down.
Seriously.
She's crazy.
Oh, crazy ladies.
Yeah.
There you have it. That is, of course, Reality Check. Tracy and I bring it to you every Thursday. So back again next week.
That's right.